Welcome to the 510 podcast. I'm Heidi Matheson, and my goal in the next 5 to 10 minutes is to bring you some encouragement from the Word of God and to do what Paul tells us to do in Ephesians 5 verse 10, to find out what pleases the Lord. Together, let's strengthen our faith through the Word of God. Nestled amongst the letters that Paul wrote in the New Testament is a very short letter written to an individual. It's just one page long, only 23 verses. Most of Paul's letters were written to churches or to leaders of churches. And actually, Paul does address this letter to three people and to the house church that they host. But this is a very personal letter with a very personal message that has a very important application for you and I. It's the letter written to Philemon. Now, for the sake of time today, I'm just going to describe and talk about the letter, but I really want to encourage you to go ahead and read the letter for yourself. You'll find it right before the much longer book of Hebrews. So Paul calls Philemon a beloved friend and a fellow laborer. He was a convert of Paul's from the city of Colossae. He was also a slave owner, and one of his slaves, Onesimus, had escaped from him. And we get the idea that Onesimus had wronged Philemon in some way and required forgiveness. Paul is imploring Philemon to both forgive Onesimus and receive him back. In fact, Onesimus is himself carrying the letter. Paul must have had a high regard for Onesimus. He calls him my son. Paul also shows confidence that Philemon will indeed receive Onesimus and offer him forgiveness. Now, we don't know what the outcome of this letter was, but we do learn some important lessons. Firstly, the message of forgiveness is very strong in this letter. Paul himself offers to pay back Philemon anything that Onesimus owes him. But more importantly, he asks Philemon to treat Onesimus as he would Paul, to receive Onesimus as he would receive Paul, the great apostle. Paul is encouraging complete forgiveness. Secondly, Paul is discouraging slavery. The law of the day mandated that Onesimus belonged to Philemon. But here Paul is asking Philemon to receive Onesimus back as more than a slave, as a beloved brother. This would have been very countercultural and probably a hard pill for Philemon to swallow, because he would have paid money for such a slave as Onesimus. Paul is saying, forget about what Onesimus cost you. Forget about how Onesimus wronged you. He is now a brother in the Lord, and you should forgive him and receive him as such. But this is where it gets really interesting. You see, this request from Paul is an incredible portrayal of the gospel message, of what Jesus has done for you and I. Just like Onesimus, you and I, and all of mankind, were once slaves to sin. We had wronged the Father. We sinned against him. We tried to escape from him. But Jesus came along and made a case for us to be forgiven and reconciled back to the Father. Jesus paid for all of our debts. Everything that we did wrong has been cancelled and paid by Jesus' death on the cross. For Philemon to reject this request of Paul's, he would ultimately be rejecting the gospel. Philemon is being reminded that what Jesus did for him, Jesus has also done for Onesimus, and that Philemon should extend forgiveness because of the forgiveness he himself has received. Can you just see the wheels in Philemon's brain turning as he processes the contents of this letter, as he really comes to grips with what Paul is saying? And this brings me to my next point, which is that this letter reminds us that God's revelation to mankind is intensely personal. Paul is showing that important teachings and doctrines like forgiveness, like the deep love that God has for us, have a strong impact on our daily lives. Not only have we received this love and forgiveness, but we are taught to give love and forgiveness to others. And Paul is using this event that happened in Philemon's household to teach the whole church through this letter. Anyone who has lived long enough has experienced how difficult it can be to offer forgiveness when we've been wronged. It doesn't generally come easy to us humans. In fact, even saying sorry can be a challenging task for many of us. It's important that we understand that our ability and our willingness to be humble and to offer forgiveness can only come as a result of what Jesus did on the cross, as a result of him humbling himself to death and restoring us to the Father. There's one more thing that I want to mention. In verse 9, Paul says, "I appeal to you for love's sake." And the Greek word used here for love is the Greek word agape, that word that is considered the highest form of love, sacrificial love, unconditional love. In fact, it's the word used in 1 John 4 verse 8, which says God is love. Philemon would have read the word agape, and the full impact of Paul's lesson would have hit him square in the face, that because of Christ's unconditional sacrificial love for you, Philemon, you should extend the same love to Onesimus. Friends, I'm not saying that the lessons we learn from this letter are easy. I'm not saying that we should just heed Paul's words without a second thought. I'm quite sure that Philemon needed to search his heart, to pray, to spend time with the Lord in order to come to the point where he was able to fulfill Paul's request. And you and I may well have difficulty doing the same. But there comes a point in our lives where we need to surrender to Jesus, to his ways, to his instructions, because it's in surrendering that we receive the full benefit of all that he did for us. Chuck Swindoll, pastor, author, and preacher, said this about the letter to Philemon. Paul's letter to Philemon represents in full color the beautiful and majestic transition from slavery to kinship that comes as a result of Christian love and forgiveness. Friends, please go and read this letter. Capture into your heart the message of the gospel. Allow the weight of God's goodness, his forgiveness, his deep love for you to determine how you move forward, how you live your life from here on out. This tiny letter, with its big message, is not just for Philemon or Appia or Archippus or even the church that met in their house. This letter is for you and for me. Thanks for listening to the 510 podcast. I really hope you're encouraged today. I'd love it if you would take a moment to rate the 510 podcast on your favorite podcast player. And if you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with a friend.